This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, I'm sitting right here beside this, the ultimate scout rifle. Or I believe it's the ultimate scout rifle. Sorry about the creak. I need to get another arm here. And it is, half of the ultimate part of it is the Boyd's gun stock that is on it. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh is still in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, going off on him right now. I need to put out some feelers and maybe send out some probes and maybe some scouts, because I kind of think hell might have frozen over, because I just saw the senior senator from South Carolina lose his mind. If you saw what I'm referring to, believe me, that is quite uncharacteristic of old Lindsay. But I want to ask you a question. Is all of this repugnant and egregious behavior of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee and all of their little enablers on the Hill, is this the Hill that they want to die on? Is this hideous, unfounded, but very well-coordinated attack on Judge Brett Kavanaugh worth it? Because Trump's going to he'll nominate somebody else. He might nominate two more people during his tenure in the White House. Given the better-than-average chance that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate by the end of this week, it's not too far-fetched to imagine that the future Senate Judiciary Committee hearings will be tainted from the outset, clouded by doubt, much more nefarious behavior by Democrats, and punctuated with despicable vulgarity. And the problem here is not so much what they did, because all they did was waste time. They wasted time, which is the most precious of things. It's not something that can be replaced. And they grossly miscalculated, and they fell short. Yet, two, three women who were assisted by an army of lawyers and enablers and far-left political operatives crafted narratives that are not only devoid of any sort of detail, no factual evidence. As a feature, they have no corroborating witnesses. Not surprisingly, all of the witnesses that are named have categorically denied the allegations, leaving both of the accusers drowning in a sea of doubt and suspicion. And I mentioned this last night when I had Dan Walls on the show. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm stated on CNN that no corroborating witness proves the allegation to be true. Logic is superseding, once again, The accused is guilty based solely on the repressed memories of the accusers, who provided vague details of the completely void of anything verifiable. No police reports, no eyewitness testimony. Maisie Hirano, the one who got out there and said, what did she say? She declared the Senate Judiciary Committee a court of credibility based on the belief that since accusers have come forward, their allegations are true and they must be believed. Senator Hirano earned her law degree from Georgetown University. So if Hirano is the standard by which all Georgetown law students are to be judged, I will be checking the next time I hire a lawyer to make sure that he's not from Georgetown. Now, let's sidestep a moment to former Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez. If those lewd allegations aren't enough to thoroughly discredit the ongoing spectacle, degenerate porn lawyer Michael Avenatti claims that there's a third female accuser ready to go public who will accuse Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge of pimping girls for sex after drugging and liquoring them up. And she went to all the parties. Surprisingly, the chief legal analyst for CNN called Avenatti's claims irresponsible. His name is Jeffrey Toobin. He said, he went on to say, it's publicity seeking of the worst kind to just throw this garbage out there with no name. I think it's awful. For Toobin, and for all of, you know, for all of the media and everything, this is the moment. The ones like Toobin that are getting out there and saying this, what this is telling you is they don't think this is the hill to die on today. They don't think this is the fight to the death yet, given the depth of everything they've got put out there, the depravity, and all of this just crazed, reprehensible behavior. There's no questioning the level of lewdness that the Democrats will stoop to in this poorly contrived attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh. However, if they vote on him tomorrow and confirm him, Dan Walls is right. This will all go away. This will be over. All of these, and what will this do? This will discredit anybody that comes forward. Now listen, these things do happen. Maybe not to, I mean, some of this stuff is getting out there into the level of fantasy. It's almost like it's fiction. And yet we know that children are constantly being trafficked. We know that human trafficking is a gigantic thing. But this is going to harm legitimate claims. And this is all, this is the thing about Kavanaugh. One of the things they fear about him is the way he's going to read Heller. He's going to look at what Scalia put in Heller, and he's going to live with it. So when a assault weapon ban comes to him, at a, you know, Maryland or New Jersey or California or wherever it comes from, he's going to sit there and hear it, and he's going to vacate that law. He's going to vote to do that. He's going to vote for cert. And this is the thing they know, and this is the thing they can't stand, because if they can't disarm you, they can't run your life. In the name of the long game, this is why Brett Kavanaugh, who I had never heard of, had any of you ever heard of him? This is why they have tried to run him over roughshod. I've watched him giving testimony. The dude is trying really hard to maintain control. I still think he has nothing to apologize for, and he has nothing to explain. And all of this has just been a sham. And time's up, Democrats. Time is up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night.
This is Lock and Load. By the way, just a little thing out there. I had a column that was published in the Washington Times where I was telling everybody to watch out for Elon Musk because this was sort of a card game, you know, a house of cards, rather. And you can just call me Nostradamus from now on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. The utterly despicable charges leveled against Kavanaugh after he performed so brilliantly throughout the confirmation hearings are so patently false that it would be quite amusing just to watch the spectacle of the Democrats try to support and defend them, these accusers, if the stakes in this game were not so deadly serious. They're deadly serious for me and you, and they're deadly definitely. I mean, more impact is happening right now for Brett Kavanaugh, for his family. Now we know from Brian Fallon, a Hillary Clinton operative, that the left has planned to destroy any person that Trump nominates to the court. So you have to wonder what the left strategy would be had he nominated Amy Coney Barrett. Maybe they would have reported that she'd worked her way through college as a stripper or a prostitute. One thing's definite. They would have pulled out every sleazy trick in their little playbook to see that she was not confirmed either. And this is who the Democrats are nowadays. They will go to any lengths, no matter how seedy or illegal or fabricated, to ruin the people they fear. What kind of people do they fear? Well, they fear good, honest men like Brett Kavanaugh. People they cannot manipulate, bribe, or threaten to do their bidding. Who represents Christine Blasey Ford? Well, her name is Deborah Katz, a far-left socialist and Clinton fundraiser whose firm once represented Julie Switnick, or as I'm going to call her from here on out, Curly Sue, the most recent and most ridiculous accuser. Switnick is the one who, after she was in college, continued to attend high school parties where she claims that boys drugged girls and then lined them up to train rape them. She went to such parties at least 10 times, told no one. Which, okay, I'll play your stupid game there, Curly Sue. So you're basically telling us you're a sociopath. You have no empathy for anyone. She told no one. She reported nothing, even though she might have been the only adult present. And that in itself pretty much proves that this planned and plotted smear is all part of an overall strategy to keep literally anyone that Trump nominates from ever being confirmed. None of these ladies, and ladies, you guys are victims in this too. But you are completely, none of you are remotely believable at all. Your calculated accusations are vague on purpose. It's sort of like trying to figure out this, what do they call it? The community standards. Everybody talks about, well, you violated our community standards here at Facebook, YouTube, whatever. But it is vague. They do these vague on purpose so that they can apply them to whatever situation they need to. So it's not specific, it's not in detail. And that's what this is here too. It's not something that's ever meant to be proven. It doesn't exist, it never happened. So it's purposely vague. Without any detail that might lead to any corroboration. No need to investigate because there's nothing to find. The next one, Deborah Ramirez, is even less valid. She had to be cajoled for 6 days to become confident enough to name Kavanaugh as the man who perhaps exposed himself to her when she was drop-dead drunk on the floor of a party house. When do we start believing what drunks say? Which is not to say that she is an alcoholic today, but if she's drunk, I mean, do people that are drunk, do they just have total razor-sharp, high-resolution recall that I don't know about? Because in my youth, I had a few wild moments, and I couldn't tell you a whole lot of details about a whole lot of things. Now, Ramirez has wisely refused to testify to anyone. Who convinced her to speak up, though? Well, the same bevy of Democrat and media operatives tasked for months to dig up dirt on the cleanest man in D.C. So whom do they get to accuse him of, you know, of these made-up allegations? Most likely the most vulnerable, troubled women that they could find. Who else but persons of questionable sanity would agree to levy such a bunch of trumped up, unbearable charges against a man? They clearly they never knew him. There's a lot of people, a lot of women who lie, and women who seek unwarranted attention, and women who are mentally ill and easily manipulated to do the bidding of others with contemptible motives. Guys, too. You guys aren't alone, ladies. Democrats found these three or four, and now they're using and abusing them. And the left today, which encompasses the entirety of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, they have no scruples, no ethics, no moral sense. They defend the Clintons' criminality. They defend Bill Clinton's serial abuse of women. They defended Obama's anti-constitutional race-hustling activity throughout his 8-year tenure. They are completely corrupted now and disreputable. So in this new circus that we have of false accusations against Kavanaugh, if this has shown us anything, it is a complete wickedness of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. So, you know, if you're a decent person, you should be raging right about now. There will be no blue wave. Of that, we can be sure now. Thanks, Democrats. You may think you were clever in mounting this monstrous smear, but leftists with families, sons, and daughters are not easily going to be led by your scams. They will leave the Democratic Party in droves. And Trump's right. This is a con game. Chuck Schumer is likely behind this entire travesty, along with an assembled group of financiers like the Clintons and Soros and resistors like Katz. And somebody's paying these ladies, I hope you're making bank. I do. You've offered up your stories that are so absurd and unprovable. This just certifies their conviction that the rest of us are really dumb and that they think they are cunning when they're merely conniving. The air of judgment will be their undoing. Thanks to the awakeness that Trump led, America might win. The hearing is ongoing. But prepare to be vindicated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today at the G7, after months of negotiations, President Trump joined the leaders of Mexico and Canada to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
We're gathered together this afternoon for a very historic occasion, the signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Alaska is dealing with the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that rocked much of the region. The quake struck just north of Anchorage at 8:30 a.m. local time. Steve Strait is the owner of KEDI Radio, which is also a USA Radio News affiliate. He says the aftershocks continued for quite a long time.
40 seconds later, there was another earthquake, almost as big. For the last next 90 minutes, there was just earthquake after earthquake of aftershock.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker did issue a disaster declaration, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just saw this pop up, so let's see if we can get... this is Durbin, Senator Durbin, telling Kavanaugh to tell everyone to suspend this process right now. Let's see if I can share this with you. Let's see if we can get that to play there. Come on, let me have it.
Is it me? Or
no, that's an ad.
I feel the same.
While that's playing up, you know, there is no precedent for that ever happening. That has never happened in the history, as far as I know, of Supreme Court nominees where they said suspend the hearing and call an investigation by the FBI because, well, it's never had to before. Lots of Republicans have voted for these guys. Here you go.
Dr. Christine Ford sat in that same chair, and under oath, she said clearly and unequivocally that she was the victim of sexual assault at your hands. She answered our questions directly, and she didn't flinch at the prospect of submitting herself to an FBI investigation of these charges. We know, and I'm sure she's been advised by...
Which they don't have jurisdiction over.
A person lying to the FBI can face criminal prosecution. You have clearly and unequivocally denied that you assaulted Dr. Ford. With that statement, you must believe that there is no credible evidence or any credible witness that can prove otherwise. You started off with an impassioned statement at the beginning, and I can imagine, try to imagine what you have been through or your family's been through, and I'm sure I wouldn't get close to it. But it was an impassioned, I'm sure I wouldn't. It's an impassioned statement. And in the course of it, you said, "I welcome any kind of investigation." I quote you. "I welcome any kind of investigation."
They see that as an opening now.
Right now, turn to your left in the front row. Don McGahn, counsel to President Donald Trump. Ask him to suspend this hearing and nomination process until the FBI completes its investigation of the charges made by Dr. Ford and others and goes to bring the witnesses forward and provides
there are no witnesses
to this hearing. I'm sure that the chairman at that point will understand that that is a reasonable request.
Now he's speaking for Grassley.
To arrest these charges if they are false or to prove them if they are not. You spent 2 years in the White House office that approved judicial nominees. You turned to the FBI over and over and over again for their work. Let's bring them in here and now. Turn to Don McGahn and tell him it's time.
That's never happened. This has never happened ever.
Investigation is the only way to answer some of these questions.
Stop the clock. This committee is running this hearing. Not the White House, not Don McGahn, not even you as a nominee. We are here today because Dr. Ford asked for an opportunity here. I know you did too as well. In fact, maybe even before she did. We're here because
that's
people
going
wanted
off.
To be heard from charges that they all thought were unfair, or activities like sexual assault was unfair. So I want to assure Senator Durbin, regardless of what you say to Senator Don McGahn, we're not suspending this hearing. Proceed to answer the question, or whatever, or if
whatever you want to do,
gentlemen.
I'll just say this: if you, Judge Kavanaugh, turns Don McGahn and to this committee and say, for the sake of my reputation, my family name, and to get to the bottom of the truth of this, I am not going to stay be an obstacle to an FBI investigation, I would hope that all the members of the committee would join me in saying, we're going to abide by your wishes, and we will have that investigation.
Nope. I welcome whatever the committee wants to do, because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent of this charge.
Then you're prepared for an FBI investigation.
They don't reach conclusions. You reach the conclusions.
No,
Senator.
But they do investigate questions.
I'm
and
innocent.
You can't have it both ways, Judge. You can't say here at the beginning,
I wanted to hear
moment,
look,
I welcome
thing,
any kind of investigation.
This thing was sprung on me. This thing was sprung at the last minute after being held by staff. You know,
Judge,
and I called for,
no
I called for a hearing immediately.
If there is no truth to her charges, the FBI investigation will show
if
that.
If you didn't do anything, you got nothing to fear.
They might not.
Are you afraid?
Come on.
Stay with. The FBI does not reach. You know that's a phony question because the FBI doesn't reach conclusions.
So
they just provide the 302s. With 302s, so I can explain to people who don't know what that is.
What?
They just go and do what you're doing. Yeah. Ask questions and then type up a report. They don't reach the bottom.
This morning, I asked Dr. Ford, I asked her about this incident where she ran into Mark Judge at Safeway. And she said, sure, I remember. It was 6 or 8 weeks after this occurrence. Well, someone at the Washington Post went in and took a look at Mr. Judge's book and has been able to, the run that he wrote about his addiction and his alcoholism. And they have narrowed it down what they think was a period of time, 6 or 8 weeks after the event. And he would have been working at the Safeway at that point. So the point I'm getting to is we at least can connect some dots here and get some information. Why would you resist that
Here's
kind of
dots.
Investigation? Why would you resist that kind of investigation?
Sir, I wanted the hearing last week.
I'm asking about the FBI investigation.
The committee figures out how to ask the questions. I'll do whatever. I've been on the phone multiple times with the committee counsel. I'll talk to
Judge Kavanaugh. Will you support an FBI investigation right now?
I will do whatever the committee wants to.
Personally, do you think that's the best thing for us to do?
just tries to maneuver him into a place which they do to themselves all the time.
You know, look, Senator, I've said I wanted a hearing, and I said I was welcome anything. I'm innocent.
Dude's been through six background checks from the FBI.
Held when it could have been presented.
Some of you have been through background checks.
It could have been held and handled confidentially at first, which was what Dr. Ford's wishes were, as I understand it. It wouldn't have caused this, like, destroyed my family like this effort has.
Which, that's not what the Democrats want to have happen. Can't confidentiality.
Will help all of us on both sides of the issue.
Nope.
Senator Graham asked for the floor, but before he does, it seems to me that if you want to know something, you got the witness right here to ask him. And secondly, if you want an FBI report, you can ask for it yourself. I've asked for FBI reports in the past, in the 38 years I've been in the Senate.
This is a travesty. That whole this guy, if somebody's paying this guy,
my friend from
nearly what, $200,000 a year to get out there and talk that drivel. This is, if that doesn't prove to you right there that their whole thing is not, they're not interested in the truth. They just want to stop this nomination, stop this process, and stop this nominee. Because what he's going to do, the change, that the one vote change that's going to occur when he goes in, it's not going to be a swing vote no more. It's going to be definitive. And there is nothing up in the air about this. There is nothing up in the air about what he's going to do when he does get confirmed. I can't wait. When he, my prediction of it, if he gets confirmed, you'll hear me laughing down here in the upstate of South Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Craft stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The shotgun project is coming along. The scout rifle is just about there. And we got a special surprise coming on later on this year for two stocks that are one of a kind. And that's all coming out of Boyd's Gunstocks. You can be a part of that by going to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Oh, gosh. Let's talk a little bit about the real lay of the land, shall we? What voters hate most about politicians is this maddening tendency to keep, or to even try to keep, or to even give the appearance of trying to keep their campaign promises. And in this regard, Donald Trump is a really, truly revolutionary force in politics, in nature, in physics. He's a veritable saint among the demons. Now, when you consider that, and you consider the relative peace and prosperity that we enjoy right now, how do we explain a presidential approval rating that remains mired in the low to mid-40s? Trump is the center of all political gravity, and he leads the GOP in the question of how voters really view him as a major factor in the upcoming election. See, we're seeing all these polls telling us how we really view him. Of course, nobody's asked me how I view him. We should be ignoring the polls. And we should admit to ourselves, and feel free to admit to ourselves, I'm not saying get complacent, okay? But the picture heading into the 2018 elections is brighter than it seems. There are at least 8 ways in which the poll numbers are likely exaggerated against Trump and thus the Republicans in general. Number 1, the pollsters are asking the wrong question. Every polling firm, aside from Rasmussen, appears to ask this exact question. Do you approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? Clearly, handling is a loaded term in the context of Trump. There are millions of Americans who don't care for his handling of things. They don't like that he's on Twitter. I mean, I've been told by I don't know how many people I know that they would be fine with him if he just stayed off Twitter. But this largely speaks to demeanor and style. These same people are at the same time satisfied with his actual job performance and results. So it's not clear exactly what question Rasmussen asks regarding Trump's job approval. But Rasmussen reports his results in terms of job performance. Now, number two, many firms consistently produce negative results outside the norm, suggesting bias. Could you believe that? Or a flawed approach. An analysis of the Real Clear Politics polling data going back to Trump's inauguration shows that Quinnipiac polls consistently produce lower results than other polls taken around the same time. The same is true for CBS, IBD, TIPP, Gallup, and to a lesser extent, CNN, CNBC, and Pew. Only Rasmussen consistently produces higher than average results. And that is probably skewed for us thinking that it's higher than average because the average is being falsely driven down. The questions that are asked, the ideological sample that is polled, and the order in which the questions are asked can all affect the results. And with the exceptions of Gallup and Rasmussen, who always poll exactly 1,500 people, polling samples from other firms always vary. Number three, corporate media ignore Trump's successes, and instead they obsess over issues that can be used to paint him in a bad light. And it's always temporary. All of these things are always temporary. A recent analysis of corporate media's labeling of Trump's emotional state shows a regular use of terms such as angry and lashing out. 93% of corporate media coverage of Trump's first 100 days was negative. Recent coverage has been 91% negative. Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. And the corporate media know this, so they try to create the impression that most people are anti-Trump. It's called the Bradley-Wilder effect. It's almost certain to be in evidence in November. Voters respond to polling based on the current ethos rather than their own self-interest, but their self-interest produces a different result in the voting booth. Lately, I've been seeing Trump bumper stickers. A lot of people pull those off after the violent tendencies became a very vivid display after Trump announced his candidacy. And all of that violence and vandalism was meant to intimidate the supporters of Donald Trump and the resulting fear to make a small public statement of support, like putting on a bumper sticker or a yard sign, is surely an indication that polling results are also affected. Number four, many polling firms sample the wrong people, registered voters or all adults. The only valid sample is likely voters. Those who stay home on election day aren't part of the election results. Number five, Trump brought out a lot of voters for the first time in 2016 and brought back into action many voters who hadn't voted in years. These voters will be overlooked by the firms using any likely voter screen that focuses on a history of voting, and many 2016 voters were taking a risk with Trump. No one was certain what he was going to do. Now they know more, as do their friends and neighbors who are of like mind but sat out 2016. There may be bigger numbers. Some people are so outraged by biased reporting and leftist mania that they will be voting this November for the first time. And the leftist radicalism has driven many to walk away from the Democratic Party, like what's going on right now today with Kavanaugh. Number six, the left is concentrated in population centers and a few large states. So much so that Trump won the popular vote outside California in 2016 despite losing the overall popular vote by 3 million votes. Take lopsided California out of the polling results and the polling looks different. Nationwide, the population concentration on the left historically plays against the Democrats. In 2016, Republicans won 49.13% of total congressional votes cast, but captured more than 55% of the seats. In 2014, Republicans won 57% of the seats with 52% of the vote. Number seven, voters have yet to become focused on actual voting. That is true in every election, but in the Trump era, things are different. The diet of anti-Trump news from the corporate media is so steady that it's hard to gauge what effect campaign advertising messages about peace and prosperity will have on voter sentiment as the voting nears. How many people really know the details of what's going on out there? Number eight, and this is something they can't stop, Trump is a singularly energetic campaigner. His efforts will likely move more Republicans and Republican-leaning independents to the polls. Seeing large arenas overflowing with animated Trump supporters is probably a drag on Democrats. Let me give you the peak. According to Real Clear Politics, polling average for the direction of the country is at a five-year high and has been steadily rising for the last year. The peak under Obama was in June of 2009, 5 months after he was nominated, with 45.8% of those polled saying the country was moving in the right direction. 2 years later, Obama bottomed out at 17%. On election day, it was 31%. Today, it stands at 41%. Because of Trump's unprecedented commitment to keeping those campaign promises I mentioned. For the first time in a generation, you can go and vote with enthusiasm. Feel free to ignore the polls and to go out and celebrate this American way of life by continuing that which the mainstream media hates, which is ignoring them. They hate to be ignored. You know, I was talking with Dean last night. You know, I was talking about how these gun grabbers. We'll go into that article in a little bit, but how they don't understand how there isn't gun control all over the place, and that's because we ignore the media and the fact that they don't understand why we ignore the media tells you how much of a bubble and how tone deaf they are to what's going on in the country today. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.